USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Vice President Kamala Harris is continuing her first foreign trip today, with the focus shifting now to Mexico. She's meeting with the country's president a day after similar talks in Guatemala. As far as when she'll go to the U.S.-Mexico border, Lester Holt on NBC's Today Show pressed the issue.
Do you have any plans to visit the border?
At some point, we are going to the border. We've been to the border. This whole thing about the border, we've been to the border.
You haven't been to the border.
I haven't been to Europe. I don't understand the point that you're making. I'm not discounting the importance of the border.
Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau is planning to ease border restrictions for fully vaccinated people against coronavirus. The border has been closed to non-essential travel since last year. USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Attorneys generals are urging lawmakers to pass legislation that would prevent billionaires from misusing bankruptcy to avoid accountability. This comes as Purdue Pharma is poised to win immunity in bankruptcy court, which would shield the Sackler family from any opioid litigation tied to the crisis. Idaho Attorney General Lawrence Wadsden saying the Sacklers are using corporate bankruptcy as a tactic to hide behind. The White House COVID response team is pushing states hard to hit President Biden's big 4th of July goal. Biden wants to see 70% of all U.S. adults with at least one vaccination shot by the summer holiday. Senior White House COVID-19 advisor Andy Slavitt telling reporters 13 states have reached the threshold. The national adult rate stands at more than 63%, but the pace of vaccinations has slowed down. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky saying there's much more work to do, especially among younger people. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
Senator Joe Manchin said on Tuesday he had a very constructive meeting with the group of civil rights leaders, but that he remains unmoved on his opposition to a sweeping bill to overhaul federal elections. Manchin describing the meeting as a listening session where everyone described their position, telling reporters it was a very, very good meeting. As far as Manchin and all the people giving Manchin grief for not voting with Democrats, Louisiana Republican Senator John Kennedy tells Fox News,
"This isn't a newsflash. The leadership of the Democratic Party took a hard left and kept driving. There are two groups in charge. The wokeristas, who have contempt for America, and the managerial elite, who have contempt for the American middle class. I refer to them as the vanilla soy extra foam latte crowd. Senator Manchin's not a member of either one of those groups, and he's been around this place a long time. And my experience with Joe is he's intelligent. He exercises power maturely, and he understands that if we get rid of the filibuster, it will blow up the Senate."
Western Michigan University is getting the largest donation ever to any public U.S. university. The school revealing a $550 million donation from anonymous alumni donors on Tuesday. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.